with Scott West, coach of the Werribee Football Club in the VFL. Had another good year this year, going deep into September, and he joins us now. Scott, welcome to Gillette Trade Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all, mate. The Werribee Football Club, how's it all going, and how did you find the year?
Look, the year was it was an interesting year. It was probably more up and down than we were last year, but we ended up in another preliminary final, so I think that's on the back of the prelim the year before. I think that was a really good result. Unfortunately, again, we fell one game short of playing in the grand final, but, you know, we come up against Box Hill, who eventually won it, so they were a pretty tough opponent, but... No, all in all, I thought it was a reasonably successful year.
Now, Scott, you've moved on from the Werribee Football Club now after a couple of successful years?
Well, I have, yeah. I've decided to step away from coaching Werribee. Only made that decision the last couple of days. Look at the experience that I was able to gain, from a club that really prides itself on success. It's a great football club. It's really well resourced, looks after their players and staff, and I thank them for that opportunity. But I think the time's right now to try and investigate getting back into the AFL system after having coached my own team.
Scotty, you're at the Demons, and then you went to Werribee. What was the major difference, and what was the learning curve about coaching your own team that you can now bring into hopefully getting another crack at the AFL coaching merry-go-round?
Yeah, look, I think Brandy, when you walk out of playing and straight into coaching, I don't think you really understand how it all fits in, how every little bit of the footy club fits into making it work. From a coaching point of view, I guess how, the development phase of certain players. I guess at Melbourne, I was really wanting to get Cole Sulia and Jack Grimes through the middle part of the ground. But for their development phase, they'll probably get off playing, half forward, half back to learn to play the game of footy at the highest level. And I think when you step back and you go and coach your own club or your own team, I think you certainly understand a lot more of how the medical side fits in, how the physio, how the scheduling of your own program fits in, how you have to deal with, we've got 50 on our list, 50 individual players apart from the group of 50, and working out what best ways to teach and all those sort of things. So it was an unbelievable experience, one I'm really happy I did, because I think it enables me now to go back into the system in any role. I know probably, looked at as a midfield player, and that'd be ideally, where you'd coach. But I think, having done what I've done enables me to have the skill set now to coach any line or, any sort of phase of the game.
And that would mean a development role as well. Have you spoken to a few clubs so far at AFL level?
Yeah, there's been a little bit. Unfortunately, this year is taking probably a little bit longer to settle the coaches and all that sort of stuff because of appointments. And, Adam Simpson's just been appointed at West Coast. Essendon's still waiting to appoint. Leppy's just been appointed. So, once the ball starts rolling with coaches going, being picked off and all those sort of things, I think that's when clubs really get serious.
Did you speak to Essendon at all through the last two or three weeks?
Yeah, I have. It was sort of just a Q&A and just to see where I was at with my coaching. They certainly, there's no commitment there, obviously, because they're certainly uncertain about where they're going with the interim coach. Well, I don't know if they're uncertain, but they haven't made a decision there. So I guess everyone's just waiting for that one to fall.
Are you, obviously, you've been Victorian-based through your whole career and now obviously into the coaching ranks, but are you open to going into state if you have to?
Well, I think you have to be. I've got a real passion for coaching and, long term, I'd love to coach AFL senior footy. So I think you have to give yourself the best chance. I think, you've got to be open minded about those sort of things. I've certainly got to be open minded too that I have got, I'm not so young family, I've got a 13 year old son and twin boys, 10 and a 5 year old. So I think you sort of have to think about them as well.
And what about breaking the news to Lachelle, Scotty, that she's going to uproot and go into state? How would that go?
If it was Perth or Queensland, she might be happy about it.
A bit of sun on her.
The sun, the beaches, all those sort of things. But, it's something that I have to seriously consider, and obviously it'd be a big decision.
Hey, Ben Brown, young ruckman, I think he's a Tasmanian. He played under you this year at Werribee, and he was very impressive last week at the draft combine. Tell us a little bit about him and where you think he could settle into an AFL side.
Yeah, look, Benny was really impressive. He's got his James Manson, his uncle. So he comes over with some pedigree of AFL background. look, he bought himself over pre-Christmas. He come over on the Able Tasman, stayed with us for 3 weeks, try it out. Look, we were really impressed with him pre-Christmas. You know, he was just a kid that wanted to learn. He wanted to get better. He pushed himself to the limit, as everyone would have seen at the draft camp last week. And we offered him a contract to come back, and then he had to make a tough decision. He's a 20-year-old kid who, you know, wanted to play AFL footy. And, you know, he was torn between staying at Glenorchy and coming over and really challenging himself at Werribee. And, you know, Will Rapp, he made a decision to come over, and it wasn't easy. You know, he packed his car up, got, again, on the Able Tasman, you know, boated over, drove to Werribee, and I mean, he had a tremendous year. You know, I think he's got the ability to play as a key forward and look really comfortable there and really got the athleticism to go into ruck. I think he's the perfect key forward come second ruck in a couple of years when he develops his body in an AFL system.
A few people just tweeting us at Trade Radio asking about Jordan Gisbert. How you seen his year since he played a majority under you at Werribee?
Yeah, look, he had a really consistent year with us. You know, won a lot of the footy around the stoppage, really improved his outside spread. You know, we tried to get him to push forward, and obviously with Brad as well and the development coaches at the Kangaroos, that was part of the game. They really wanted to see him do, you know, spread and push forward and kick some goals. And look, he was unfortunately didn't get an opportunity at senior level, but they were pretty strong in that area. And, you know, obviously coming there in his first year, you know, it was difficult for him to break in. But as I said, from a VFL point of view, he had a consistent year.
Have you spoken to your old club, the Western Bulldogs, about possibly being back there at all as a coach?
No, I haven't, Brownie. I guess they're in a situation where they've got all their coaches settled. You know, and I think, you know, from a consistency point of view, from their development of their squad and that's really important as well. No, I haven't, Brownie. But look, I think the best thing for probably my coaching was that I actually did go away and see another system. You know, I was involved at Kangaroos a little bit this year with Brad to see him and how he goes about it and their coaches. I think, you know, and obviously the Melbourne experience, although it probably ended, you know, in a sour note, you know, we had reasonable success along the way in developing our list. So to go away and see another club or another couple of clubs has been priceless.
Scott, no doubt there's a few clubs looking at a man of your experience and your talent to join their ranks in season 2014 and beyond. Good luck. Got to say congratulations to what you did at Werribee, because even though the result wasn't a premiership in the end, there's no doubt that the team definitely moved forward and there's some stars that will come out of it. And Ben Brown, I think, will be on the AFL landscape for the next 12 years, and you had a huge part to do with that. Thanks for joining us, mate.
I appreciate your time. Thanks, guys.